This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Two years ago, our oldest son, Jonathan, went and had the Ancestry.com DNA test. He was real curious about his background. He was dating a girl from Germany with our name Snyder. It used to be Schneider. He said, well, she was from Germany. I'm sure we're German. And he was surprised when he got the results back. The genetic makeup that he came out with was Irish and English for the most part. And so he was surprised because he had told this girl he was dating, I'm German, through and through. But he wasn't, because the DNA showed something different. If there is such a thing as spiritual DNA, and I believe there is, part of your spiritual DNA as a Christian, as a believer in Christ, has to include the word forgiveness. Somewhere in the equation, somewhere in your spiritual DNA is the word forgiveness as someone who has been forgiven, number one, but also who is a forgiver. There's nothing you will do that will radiate the love of Christ in your life to someone else other than forgiveness. I don't know what it is. If you know of something that you can tell me and say, this indicates the love of Christ more than anything else, is this, this, and this, tell me. I want to know, because I don't know of anything greater than forgiving someone in the name of Christ. And we're going to read about forgiveness today. A woman who received much forgiveness, and therefore, as a result, as a fallout of being forgiven, she loved the Lord all the more. Much forgiveness equals much love. Much forgiveness equals much love. It's in Luke 7. Now, one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him. So he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. When a woman who had lived a sinful life in that town learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster jar of perfume, and she stood behind him at his feet, weeping. She began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, if this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of woman she is, that she is a sinner. You get a bad vibe there? I do, from listening to him. Jesus answered him, Simon, I have something to tell you. Tell me, teacher. Two men owed money to a certain moneylender. One owed him 500 denarii. You have a footnote in, or I do, that says a denarius was a coin worth about a day's wages, so 500 days' wages, and the other owed 50 days' wages. Neither of them had the money to pay him back, so he canceled the debts of both. Now, which of them will love him more? Simon replied, the one who had the bigger debt canceled. You have judged correctly, Jesus said. Then he turned toward the woman and said to Simon, do you see this woman? I came into your house. You didn't give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, for she has loved much. But he who has been forgiven little loves little. Then Jesus said to her, your sins are forgiven. The other guests began to say among themselves, who is this who even forgives sins? Jesus said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.